insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويوم يحشرهم وما يعبدون من دون الله فيقول أأنتم أضللتم عبادي هؤلاء
And mention the day he will gather them and that which they worship besides Allah, and will say, Did you mislead these, my servants, or did they themselves stray from the way? They will say, Exalted are you. It was not for us to take besides you any allies, but you provided comforts for them and their fathers until they forgot the message and became a people ruined.
As you have been with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the 17th verse of the chapter. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ And remember the day he will muster them and that which they worship instead of Allah. فيقول أأنتم أضللتم عبادي هؤلاء أم هم ضلوا السبيل And he shall say, Was it you who misled these my servants? Or did they themselves go astray from the way? Also, the 18th verse says, قالوا سبحانك ما كان ينبغي لنا أن نتخذ من دونك من أولياء They will say, Glory be to you, it did not behoove us that we take any guardians besides you.
ولكن متعتهم وآباءهم حتى نسوا الذكر وكانوا قوما بورا
But you did provide them and their fathers to enjoy till they forgot the message and they were a people in perdition. As you were with us, these two verses are talking about the pagans in the day of resurrection, and the pagans added with their deities will be put to question on that day. So at first it says, was it you that misled my servants, or did they themselves go astray? So at first it becomes clear that it's not just the human beings that will be put to question in hereafter. Sometimes the idols, the other things that the people used to worship, will be questioned, and they will testify that they did not misguide the servants of the Almighty Allah. In resurrection, everything is wise. Everything can talk and can be addressed and can be asked question. The most obvious example is the different organs of the body that will testify whether the person has used them in the right path or has used them in the wrongdoings. These worshipped things, these so-called idols, will answer and say, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ مِن دُونِكَ مِن أَوْلِيَاءَ. They will say, glory be to you. It did not behoove us that we take any guardians besides you. Not only did we not call them to come to you, but also we confess to your guardianship and servitude, and we did not take other than you as our deities for ourselves and for others. The reason of the deviation of these servants of you was the fact that instead of thanking you for the blessings you gave them, they turned to low desires. They turned to their own gratifications till they forgot your warning, and consequently, they became lost folk.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
The verse continues saying, وَلَكِنْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّى نَسُوا الذِّكْرِ. You provided them and their fathers to enjoy until they forgot the message. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا. And they were a people in perdition. Brothers and sisters, one clear point that is obvious in this verse is that the Almighty Allah is all-merciful, and He gives out His mercies to literally everyone in the earth. Even the ones who are neglectful of the Almighty Allah, even the ones who are neglectful of His bounties, blessings, and mercies, He does not even forget them. These idols say, لَكِنْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ. But you did provide them and their fathers to enjoy. Another fact that is really important to notice is that at the end it says, كانوا قوما بورا. They were a people in perdition. This means you should not look at these superficial blessings of some people. They might be enjoying wealth, but this very wealth, which is a sign of mercy and blessing from the Almighty Allah, might be the very reason they are ignorant of the Almighty Allah. So it depends on how you use your wealth and blessings. So it's not the fact that you look at these blessings and say, this person is enjoying a lot of blessings, this means he is close to the Almighty Allah. This holy verse is completely negating this. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.